By 1965, there was no doubt who was the man with the attitude, the energy, and the best moves in soul music. James Brown. Papa's got a brand new
bag. Every move he made was funky.
That energy and that attitude about I'm gonna make you dance, and when all of that comes together, you got what we call funk.
The funk James Brown pioneered was a new kind of soul music, bursting with power and energy, developed and refined by a brilliant generation of black singers, musicians, and producers. After Brown's first funk explosion came Sly Stone, Motown artists, The Temptations, Marvin Gaye, and Stevie Wonder got funky. And then there was the crazy world of George Clinton. But funk also became the soundtrack for troubled times of riot, assassination, and war. This is the story of James Brown and the funk revolution, and how for a decade, this soul music with a message became a defiant celebration of African-American identity. James Brown was already a chart-busting soul legend when in 1965 he recorded his first funk classic, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. Brown turned soul music upside down, departing from his roots in blues and gospel by highlighting rhythm, not melody, and putting the whole emphasis of funk on the first beat of the bar, the downbeat. Brown's vision of funk was driven by Brown's first law of funk, which stated that musicians should hit the first beat of the bar and hit it hard, what they call the one. I feel good. With his relentless touring, James Brown had built up a loyal black audience. Not for nothing did he call himself the hardest working man in show business. Then came the opportunity to take his new sound to the heart of mainstream USA. Brown appeared live on the Ed Sullivan Show, the most watched program in America. Funk went primetime. Brown's funk revolution was built on a simple but effective musical beat. But Brown's musical director, saxophonist Pee Wee Ellis, would also draw on other influences to develop funk. When Pee Wee went into King's Studios in Cincinnati to cut Brown's second funk classic, Cold Sweat, something extraordinary happened. Inspired by Miles Davis's So What, Pee Wee took a cool jazz riff and, to the delight of Brown, took it in a whole new direction.